Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and this podcast is brought to you by 42 Degrees with four convenient locations in Omaha.
Open 8 a.m. to midnight 7 days a week by your mom's house. I'll see you there.
Now, back to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Mr. Skin, I really dig that.
And another regular visit with our old pal, Mr. Skin. I was talking to a buddy of mine the other day, Mr. Skin, and he says that you must really appreciate all the pay TV, all the Netflix, because
oh my God,
all these comic book movies, all these action movies that are out now,
no boobs,
void of nudity. So fortunately, you've got the streaming TV to go to.
Well, what those movies do is they introduce people to these actresses and they become famous. And what's the first thing a guy thinks when he sees a hot chick in a movie?
They want to see her naked.
Yeah, exactly. So it's good for business. It's good for business.
I mean, later on we're going to talk about how you launched a zillion X-File boners coming up here.
Yeah. We'll get to that.
And a couple Superwoman ones.
Yeah, right. That's what I'm saying. So now those names, without those superhero movies or blockbuster summer movies, those women aren't well known. Now they're so searched at our website, so when they do anything, it's good for us and good for guys to check it out.
Let's talk about Glow, the show Glow on Netflix. I know give the people some information about Glow, the wrestling from the 80s.
Yeah, so back in the 80s, there was a syndicated wrestling series called Gorgeous Ladies of Wrestling, and it was it's kind of cool. A lot of people really dug it. It kind of introduced you to a bunch of female wrestlers. And there's a new Netflix TV series that they just launched on June 23rd from the creators of Orange is the New Black and Nurse Jackie, called Glow, which is a takeoff on that syndicated wrestling thing. It's about the 1980s female wrestlers and
It was a made-for-TV wrestling league, right? Exactly.
This is about the personal and professional lives of the women who perform for this wrestling organization in L.A.
I started watching the documentary on Netflix about a month or so ago.
Oh, cool.
About Glow, and people don't remember much about this. That for every hot chick, there was also a beast in that.
Yeah,
league.
Remember the big beast women? Yeah.
Yes, exactly. So, are they going to show the beast ugly in this series?
Well,
we
went through the whole. You know, the cool thing about Netflix and these other things, they'll release all the episodes at once. You could binge watch. Well, we skinge watch these and look for the nudity. And we knew going in that we had confirmation that the big nudity news from here. And there were a number of girls naked, not ones you guys would know, but this Kate Nash is fine, beautiful girl, great wreck. But the big news was that Allison Brie was going to be naked, and in the opening episode she was. Now, she is from the TV series Community. She plays Annie. She also, if you watched Mad Men, was Peter Campbell's wife on Mad Men.
So
anyway, she had never done a nude scene, and believe me, I get asked about her a ton. And anyway, so this is huge news. She has a sex scene with really good nudity, but also just a nice 80s locker room, the bad 80s locker room nudity. So it's just always good when an actress makes her new debut. But someone like Allison Brie that I get asked a lot about, that was big. So Glow is out. We've been through it. There was lots of nudity, as you can imagine. Lots of sexy stuff, too. Because a lot of them are in their wrestling outfits and locker room action. But the big highlight was the Allison Brie nudity.
Katy Perry, what's this from?
I wanted to share this with you. So I haven't talked to you guys in a couple of weeks, but a couple of weeks ago, Katy Perry gave us a kind of a glimpse into her personal life, where she did a kind of a Big Brother-esque she rented a Big Brother-esque house equipped with more than 40 cameras. Unfortunately, not the only one wasn't in the shower, but it's all over the house, and you could watch this. It was she did it to promote this
herself,
her fifth album. Well, but it's also promotion for her fifth album, Witness. And what was cool about it is you could from your computer go to the different rooms
and creep out on her.
Yeah, you could totally do some serious creepage. And much to our surprise, she was getting a massage in one of the rooms during this thing streamed for a few days.
Right.
And it happened really quickly, but it's awesome. So she's getting a massage, she's completely naked, but she has a robe over her, and she goes to turn over. And must have, I don't think she did this on purpose, but you get, a great butt shot of Katy Perry. And I'll tell you what, if she would have made, a couple inches to the other side,
oh
it would have been a gyno shot. So Katy Perry, new debut from her Witness Worldwide live stream, and we grabbed it, and we have both video and pics, and she's probably one of the most famous actors or singers in the world.
Oh, yeah.
And her amount of Twitter followers is off the charts. So, anyway, pretty cool thing. Wanted to share with you guys.
This next photo, is this a...
I thought we would have seen a little more if they were streaming for days.
Well, she probably made sure she wasn't naked anyway.
Yeah, she was totally minding her P's and Q's, but luckily my skin scouts were on that, and that's awesome.
They jumped on that. The scouts are great.
Good work.
So this ad, is this a European ad? You don't see naked butt in a U.S.
ad. It's a Gucci bamboo... this Gucci bamboo, it's a new fragrance. So everyone knows about the Wonder Woman movie and the girl that stars as Wonder Woman, Gal Gadot. The thing did over 100 million the first weekend. That was huge for a female lead blockbuster thing. Huge. And now, of course, Gal Gadot, everyone knows her. Everyone's asking us about her. Well,
I believe you pronounced the T. It's not French.
Gal Gadot?
Gadot. Yeah.
Gadot, whatever.
All right.
It may be Gadot.
Yeah, no. Gil Gadot. Gil Gadot. Gil Gadot. Yeah,
I'm famous
for mispronouncing.
Good ass.
Gil Gadot. So anyway,
good ass.
So she wasn't naked in the Wonder Woman movie, of course, PG-13 film. Lo and behold, last week Gucci comes out with this ad campaign. Who's playing the piano completely naked? Gil Gadot.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Yeah. So,
I thought you were creeping on me. I do that sometimes.
Yeah, right. Yeah, you like to play the piano, but you're usually drunk, right? Yeah.
He doesn't even have a piano.
I know. I fake it.
You're playing the organ at home. Yeah. Anyway.
You can watch that. I don't block that.
Yeah, if you haven't seen it, it's pretty cool. And it's like when the girls do the PETA ads. You're like, on one hand, they're doing this wonderful thing to protect the animals. On the other hand, I'm just happy that actresses that rarely get naked do a nude thing.
That's what I'm hoping. Now, these are some natural great boobs on the next one here. From you can check all these out at MrSkin.com we're looking at right now. This is Kelly Brook. Who's she?
Yeah, and I only bring this up. In 2005, one of the great cable classics of all time, Survival Island, came out starring Billy Zane and Kelly Brook. They play a rich couple, what happens is this rich couple and a crew member get shipwrecked on a tropical island.
I've seen this.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure you have.
Zane's the bad guy, right?
Yeah. So Zane's in the water and in the scene, but everyone remembers this because this Kelly Brook, who's a British presenter with these big natural boobs, page three type of girl, she goes for a skinny dip about 19 minutes into this thing, and this movie played all the time on cable TV. Well, they finally released it in 4K on Amazon HD, and it's unbelievable quality. So we upgraded our picks of one of the great nude scenes of all time in the highest possible quality available to humans right now. So anyway, enjoy it. Kelly Brook and Survival Island, we're promoting that right now too.
Now this show's called Claws. Is that Nietzsche Nett? Is she in that? I don't want to see her naked. Who else?
No, but it's
I see her naked at all,
it's a TNT show on Sunday nights. It's getting a nice following. It's an adult crime drama. It's about a group of women who run a nail salon that doubles as a place for a local some drug trafficking gang to do a little biz through there. But Niecy Nash is the main girl. But what was interesting in the very first episode a couple weeks ago on TNT,
this is TNT too, man.
Yeah, this girl that played Virginia, Karuchi Tran, who's a Vietnamese actress, showed a little butt in the first episode. So not only is it getting kind of good following, good reviews, get a little nudity in the first episode. So wanted to also share that with you guys, too.
Now, Tyler was excited because he thought it was Tran. Yeah. Thought it might have been a tranny.
Yeah.
This next
yeah,
right. That we're moving
on. You don't
want
to have a last name Tran unless you look really female. So,
especially
yeah.
if you're Asian, your name
yeah,
Tran.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's the most trans there are. I've
made some accidental click-throughs in my day on those. Yeah.
Thank you. So did I. These guys think it's just me. Okay, now, who is creeping on Gillian Anderson's vacation,
right.
man?
This was one of my favorite paparazzi picks of the year so far. So, Gillian Anderson, who we all know from The X-Files,
yeah.
and hot actress, she's on vacation in Italy last week with her boyfriend, Peter Morgan, who's a writer. I know he's the creator and writer for The Crown, which is a great TV show.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, really highbrow, smart dude.
Is he checking for
writer.
Ticks? Checking yeah. for ticks?
I don't know what, but he's, so she, to put this, so we could describe this. So you have her at this resort somewhere in Italy. She's in a bikini. She's standing. He is
right.
sitting down with his head inches from her lower region, and he pulls the front of her bikini down. It's like he's examining for, like you said, like,
yeah.
I don't know, ticks or lice or just to see if she still has it down there. I
yeah.
don't know, but it's awesome.
Stubble? Looking for stubble? Did you
yeah,
cut yourself?
I don't think it's lice.
Yeah.
I just think, yeah.
Oh, that's right. It's not lice. That's for sure.
Slide lice. Yeah, I don't know what's going on there, but it's, my favorite paparazzi pick of 2000.
Well, what I like the most about it is she's not like saying stop that. You know, that's right.
No,
and we would try that with our lady. Be like, stop! What are you doing? Stop that!
Oh yeah, my wife would hit me right in the face.
Exactly.
Like,
me
even
too.
Care.
Right. Know, me too.
She's like, make sure I'm leech free.
Who a leech? Oh, hey, all right. All those photos are available right now, Mr. Skin, MrSkin.com. All right, brother. Thanks a lot.
All right,
man.
Guys. Take care.
Talk
Bye.
Soon, man. All right. Yeah, he's just looking. He just pulls down her panties there. I mean, her swimsuit, I should say, but still.
Yeah, it's not lice he's checking
oh,
for.
That camera guy. That no camera lice. Guy goes, "Holy crap, I got that!"
Check the file for this because
the X file.
My stepson has been binging on Archer and The Office lately. And
oh, you never watched the original Office?
I don't.
Highbrow
mind.
Stuff.
I should
huh?
not the original is British, but the U.S. one is excellent.
But I didn't see a lot of The Office, so
I watched a lot.
I watched a lot of Office episodes over the weekend.
God, I love that show.
What
Craig and I dug The Office.
What a great show!
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
Jenna Fischer. Has she ever been naked in anything?
I don't think so. I know who you're talking about. She was great. She was in Hall Pass, too. Remember that?
Right.
She was in Hall Pass.
But I don't think she got naked in that movie.
She did not. And she wasn't naked in The Office.
One star, no nudity.
Ah, I like her, too, Todd.
Yeah, time for
she's
her.
She's sexy, and she's normal.
Yes.
I hate to say normal, but, you know, she's cute.
She's one of those girl next door types.
Yeah, I like that too. I've always dug her. I dug her.
Oh yeah, there's a body double scene.
Oh, Craig, you type in her nude with all the headshots on naked bodies. That was
yeah.
always, that's why. That's
yeah.
why you, oh.
So there's hundreds of photoshopped naked Jenna Fischers, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Just doing crazy stuff.
Yeah, there she is on Letterman, just naked as hell.
Of course,
with something from Deb Fischer.
No, on the Letterman set.
Yeah.
And of course, that's real.
Yeah, Craig does this thing where he types in an actress and then just says nude afterwards, and there's a lot of Photoshop
yeah.
people that are not nude.
Because a lot of people don't know that Letterman's last week on the air, he didn't give a rat's ass.
No, they're
so
all naked.
All his guests came out naked.
yeah, with Deb Fischer's red dildo.
Who also had Helmut Kohl.
Oh, yeah, some of the other players that had Helmut Kohl in the Deadpool include, but are not limited to, ouch! Watch your teeth, Tyler.
Shut up.
Excuse me. PD6 Lost Insider. Placenta Chili Cook-Off gets a hit, as does the Poop Knife Roulette.
Another poop thing.
The old poop knife.
Yeah, showed yeah. twice.
Prancing Luke's Gay Parade.
Isn't that redundant?
Oh, yeah.
Well, that just happened over the weekend.
Yeah.
Was he in the parade Saturday?
I'm sure he was.
He said he's tired when he called it earlier.
And all the prancing Lukes?
Yeah.
I hope so.
Pumpkin Patch Imprisonment gets a hit, as does the Redheaded Woodpecker. Roger's got hooker money.
He does.
Yeah. Sandusky Rough Riders gets a hit. As does the Santorum
Serpent.
They
wrote Serbert. Up San Juan Hill.
Yeah.
Sandusky Rough Riders. Did
Saturdays oh, wow. with Sandusky gets a hit.
Saturdays.
Shuffling Diddlers gets a hit. Let's see. Todd's Butter Knife. See?
Again. Man, three
no,
knives.
No, that was his butter knife.
That's the knife he used to cut the turd down.
Then it would have been the turd knife.
That's true. It was before the turd.
Two pretty
but,
condoms.
By the way, it's back to being the butter knife, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, but hey, I'm out of butter.
Two pretty for condoms and Tyler's crusty Afghan all gets a hit.
Congratulations.
And that is a blanket and not a dog.
Yeah, you don't use your dog to wipe up. You use the blanket. The dog will be pissed.
I was on the phone for like 30 seconds.
Tyler's crusty Afghan is a blanket, not a dog.
Oh.
From when I was a kid.
All I heard was you don't use your dog to wipe up. The first thing I heard when I hung up was like, whoa.
Well, I still mean that. I'm still standing by that.
But it was just
and you did hear that right.
It
you
was
don't
a
use your dog.
Left turn in the conversation.
Yeah. But.
Yeah, I guarantee you there are some people who have.
I know.
Somewhere in Enumclaw.
And that ain't right.
Could be happening right now. Well, we have an update on the shattered bottle of vodka.
Shadooby.
Uh-oh.
My
thanks, Puss.
My buddy apparently sent an email to the folks at Tito's and has received an email back. They're very interested in getting to the bottom of all of this, so they're sending him a shipping box and a label to send him all the broken pieces of the bottle.
Isn't it just in the trash somewhere, though? He's going to lay it around, does he?
Yeah, probably hasn't put out the trash yet. Let's just have it on Friday. Yeah, they want to retrieve numbers to make sure that batch of bottles didn't go bad.
Then how about a new one? If I'm going to help you out.
Yeah.
Because if you're shipping it, it's going to cost you money to ship it.
There's no mention of a free
bottle. No, I wouldn't send it back. I wouldn't send it back at all.
Don't send that bottle.
I'm working a deal out. You send me a case, I'll send you this back. Because it's going to cost them money, and what's he owe them?
Yeah, he's going out of his way.
He doesn't owe them dick.
Well, like I say, they're already sending him a box. Just throw a bottle in there.
Right.
Yeah. Or two.
Well, that may be a thing where it could get out of hand, and maybe after they get the bottle from him, maybe then they'll send him a little gift.
Well, it could get out of hand because we're broadcasting it and we're giving a lot of people ideas, but they don't know what we're broadcasting this at all.
Well, yeah, but if it happens to your buddy and your buddy puts it on the interwebs, then everybody knows that you can somehow do it and
scam some vodka.
Yeah. Well, and then break your empty bottle and say, this used to be full and it broke.
Sure, because it was all over our social media on, what did I put it up there, Thursday?
Yeah,
Friday?
People shared that.
Yeah, so you're right.
I still demand a bottle. Or I ain't helping.
No,
I'm not helping you out, man.
Yeah,
how about a coupon for a bottle?
They may be afraid of scammers.
And the coupon after you actually, send in the bottle.
Yeah. I'm not sending the bottle until I see something.
No, you're right.
People send out free product all the time when something screws up. That's how you take care of customers. That's just what they do.
It's not for the broken bottle. It's for helping them to find out if there will be more broken
bottles. Well, then once again, then send me another one.
It's not to replace the broken bottle. We're not going to do that. We're not going to set that precedent. This is because you're helping us out.
That's right.
Well, I also think they should send bottles to whoever put it on their Twitter page and their Facebook page. There should be product for those guys, too.
Well, at some point, you'd think there should just be a frequent buyer's club.
Yeah.
Buy 10, get one free,
A punch card, like you do at Subway
Tito's
or something like that.
Card.
That's right, Tito's punch card. Problem with alcoholic punch cards, we'd all be having those, and we would use them. They would lose money. I bought 10 bottles last week.
And Ken asked us, did you ever put butter on a turd knife?
Yes, you did.
It's so freaking good.
Not after it.
MrSkin.com. You can check out all the photos we just talked about.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.